In Matthew, 24th chapter, Jesus is speaking of how the days of Noah would be a picture of how things would be at the end of time. As with Noah, we're seeing the same thing in the world today. Before the flood, the Bible tells us the land was full of violence. People were not only guilty of committing violence, but they were entertained by violence, which is something that is going on in the world today. A lot of people would be shocked at the idea of committing a murder, but they don't think twice about being entertained watching other people commit murder. People in that day sought only to satisfy the desires of their own proud hearts. The more they excluded our Father from their thoughts and lives, the more they came to deny His existence. They glorified human genius, worshiped the works of their own hands, and taught their children to bow down to graven images, saying it's okay to accept witchcraft and magic. As men move away from the idea of morals, suffering, crying, and misery increase until life itself is not respected. God is being written out of human existence. Nations today are educating themselves away from God, leading His people into a religious life of trying to be good without the power of God, only settling for a form of godliness. They say, this is a new age. We don't need those old stories or the Bible to guide us anymore. They find it difficult to let the Spirit of the Lord rule their lives because it restrains them from being free to do what they please. The people in Noah's day didn't realize that God's mercy for them had ended. So they continued their careless, pleasure-loving life and mocked the warnings of judgment. Silently, as a midnight thief, the judgment hour comes, the end of God's mercy. A storm is gathering, ready to burst upon the earth. The time of trouble such as never was. Events that are causing the earth to tremble. And when God shall bid His angels loose the winds, there will be such a scene of strife. Men's hearts will fail them for fear and terror. We are living in the judgment hour, and soon all inhabitants of the earth will have taken sides, either for or against the government of heaven. And as the angels of God cease to hold in check the fierce winds of human anger and chaos, all the elements of strife will be let loose. Then we hear our Father's words in the final scenes in the history of our world. Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nations shall rise against nations, and there shall be famines and pestilences and floods and earthquakes in diverse places. Every man's hand is against his brother. Even in the hearts of the little children, they're learning to hate one another. Starvation, sickness, plagues, wars and rebellion. The human sea boiling as Satan rages all over the earth. And as things continue to get worse in our world, it becomes all the more apparent that a judgment of justice is necessary. The world is being offered the love and grace of God through Jesus Christ to give people a chance to be delivered from judgment. God is calling you into His family, into His kingdom. Being not willing that any should perish, He gathers His family of His kingdom in earth, calling out in every nation, kindred, and tongue. Like Noah's Ark, we are gathered inside the city of our Father God, the New Jerusalem, where there is peace and safety from judgment. On the body of Jesus Christ, we cast our sins, troubles, and cares. He cleanses us by His blood, then brings us through the gates of His city. breaking us free from the ways of the world, and we become who we were meant to be, the sons of God. He changes us, regenerates us, cleanses our body and our mind of all unrighteousness and sin. Then our mind is sealed by the living God, His seal in our foreheads. This is a gift from God, not of your own works or religious teachings, but through Jesus Christ, you accept it and receive it by grace through faith. No matter what is wrong with you, whether you think you're worthy or not, He makes you worthy by His blood. In this city, we now live every day in the power of the Holy Spirit. We no longer live with just a form of religious godliness, but by the Holy Ghost, the power of heaven moves in our bloodstream. Protected by His angels, we stand faithful, and our faith is strengthened through our relationship with Him. Just like a child who follows their father, we follow our Father God. This is the power to overcome the ways and corruption of the world, that we bow not to idols. The time of distress and anguish before us will require a faith that can endure weariness, ridicule, and hunger. A faith that will not waver or faint. We are made in the image of our Father God. And now we call forth the power of heaven over our lives, and by His righteous blood, we are delivered into His kingdom. His heavenly will hath been done.